Commentator Susan Strait lives in Riverside, California, the same place she grew up. There isn't much about Riverside that she doesn't know, and there aren't many places in town she hasn't visited. Here's a story about an errand she ran with her ex-husband that took them to a place that stirred up old memories.
I just bought a car for my oldest daughter, a red Honda Civic, circa 1994, with only 3 dents. My ex-husband, Dwayne, helped out physically and financially. We checked out the car together, where it was parked in a dirt backyard not far from where we grew up. After we examined the dents, we both glanced at the pepper trees and then squinted at each other. Even though we have been divorced for nearly 10 years, we knew the other's thoughts. Didn't we party in this yard during high school? We did. This is Southern California. Cars figure in nearly every memory of our lives together. For the most part, my ex-husband doesn't even remember names, but connects friends and acquaintances with their vehicles. He'll say to me, "I saw your old friend today, the one used to drive the Duster." "Ah," I'll reply, "Julie. She drove a Duster in 1978. When we began dating, he was just 16 and I was 15. We walked for months to parks and burrito stands until his father bought the Batmobile for $200. The first time Dwayne drove up to my house, I saw a 1960 Cadillac, vintage oxidized brown like faded coffee grounds, with huge fins as if sharks were chaperoning us down the street. I noticed a dark stain inside the driver's door. It was cold, and I asked him to close his window, but he couldn't. He didn't want me to see the spiderweb cracks around the bullet hole in the glass. Some guy had been leaning against that car window when he was shot. The bullet pierced the glass, the man fell into the door, and the dark stains were reminders of his blood. "You went out in the Batmobile last night?" his friends teased me at school the next day. We never had much money growing up, but Dwayne and I tell our girls some good stories, and they all involve cars. We tell them about how we cruised with 8 bodies packed into our friend Penguin's Dodge Dart, and when the barcade sang, "Your love is like the Holy Ghost," we all moved in unison so that the car leaped up and down without the aid of hydraulics. At our wedding, we had no limo, so Dwayne's cousin Newcat drove us around the local lake in his Cadillac, which had a broken horn. The best man shouted out the open windows to waving onlookers, "Honk, honk, dang it, these people just got married." Well, now we're not married. And when we drove home from the yard where we'd partied years ago and where we bought the Honda, I realized how our stories still matched up. Our daughters had seen us disagree over plenty of things, but not our past. When I saw my ex-husband the next day, he handed me a small silver figure with a clip. It was an angel holding a note that read, "Drive safely, daughter." "I got this at the swap meet today," he said. "Put it on the visor, okay?" When he left, he hesitated by the red Honda for a moment, and then he nodded his head.
Susan Strait lives in Riverside, California. Her new novel out next month is called A Million Nightingales.